Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Annie Fry. Another hour here. If you haven't already voted in the YouTube live chat poll, you should go do that. Are you satisfied with President Trump's handling of the economy? There's a lot of talk about that after the rally in Pennsylvania yesterday. So go and get that in. We'll get the results later this hour. Joining us now is the executive director of the American Edge Project, Doug Kelly. Thank you for coming on. Hello, Doug. I think we got you. Almost. Doug, are you there?
Yeah,
oh, we got you. We got you.
There we go.
Yeah, I know. Can I tell you what's in pretty much every newscast in the past month? Data centers and the demand that will be necessary to keep up with the energy needs for those sort of things. So here's what I find that the major concern people have about these data centers: one, water usage, but two is the electricity usage. And what they're afraid is when you plop down these, you know, giant data centers in rural areas, that the energy consumption is going to increase the cost of electricity based on the demand that they'll need. And when there is less electricity to go around and the demand is high, it's going to increase rates for everyone. So I think that's the concern a lot of people have, how to keep up with this. The data centers we know are important. So what is Illinois doing about it?
Yeah, so let me take it up to the 10,000 foot level and just give the larger overview of this, right? Mm-hmm. So the U.S. and China are in a neck and neck tech race for global tech leadership. And the winner of that race is going to get a decades-long advantage in national security, economic prosperity, and overall global influence, right? And there's four areas that are really going to decide who's going to win this or not. The first is energy. The second is compute power, which are the data centers. The third is talent. And the fourth is, are we adopting AI faster than the other guy? Here's the thing, Ryan. We're behind China in three of those areas. We're behind in energy, we're behind in talent, and we're behind in adoption. We're ahead in compute, and data centers are one of the reasons why we're ahead. So let's just be clear. These are really strategically important assets overall. And Illinois happens to be one of the leaders in data centers in the country. You already have 232 in your state now, and you're going to build 142 more. Now, I understand that people are rightfully concerned, like, hey, what's this mean? This is a lot of energy coming in here and being used, sometimes a lot of water. Here's the thing. We've known for 30 years that our grid was incapable of handling large electric loads, but we didn't do much of it about it as a country. We let the grid get old, we let it get outdated, and we let it get weak between regions, so we can't move power in between, say, the East Coast to the Midwest to the West very easily to make sure we can meet all our different needs. Now, it doesn't matter whether it's AI or reindustrialization or even quantum computing. If we can't power our technology needs in this country, we are going to lose to China, period. So I'll say, I think what Illinois is doing on energy, in terms of renewables, in terms of unlocking nuclear power reactors and adding them into the fuel mix, those things are critically important, because if we can't power our AI ambitions, we're not going to win.
Yeah, the nuclear side of it is becoming pretty important. You see, I live in Michigan now, and we have the Palisades plant that's coming back up. That's kind of an interesting case. And looking at the demand for energy, it's going to have to look at nuclear as an option in order to try to, just like Meta, Facebook or whatever, you know, they're using that just to power themselves. They're finding these reactors that they're able to contract with. So let me back up, and I'll look at this as a consumer. And I'll tell you where I hate this. Every time you have a energy company petition for higher rates, they say they're going to improve the grid. And for my entire lifetime, they've been making that claim, and the grid is not improved. But the rates keep going up and up and up. So to say we need to catch up now, I know it's going to jack up the rates so high. And I don't even know if the results will be what they say it's going to be. How do I even trust that?
Well, I'll go back to what I said earlier. There's been three decades of reports from government agencies saying that our grid is insufficient. If you remember in 2003, we had that big 50 million person blackout on the East Coast, and the energy secretary then said, look, we're a first world country with a third world grid, and not much has changed since then. We haven't built enough high voltage lines. We haven't built enough interregional transmission capabilities, and we haven't built enough new power sources. And all the time we knew this load was coming, right? So to blame AI or data centers, that's just putting it at the wrong spot, you know? And I think, look, utility companies certainly could have done a lot more in building and hardening the grid. But here's where we are right now, and we've got to be able to meet this moment. We can't forget who we are, in that we build things as this country. We build them big, we build them robust, and we build them so that we can win. We're at this moment now. President Trump has put together a smart plan when it comes to accelerating America's artificial intelligence capabilities, especially against China. But Illinois is going to play a critical role in that overall. We're going to release a study next week, so I'll give you a little bit of news here, right? We're going to release a study next week that looks at AI's state-by-state impact. And we look at it in three categories, right? How much investment money is a state bringing in into AI deals? How's their job rate growing in terms of net tech jobs? And then in terms of data centers, what is the impact of data centers having in terms of jobs and revenues, et cetera, right? So Illinois is a superpower in two of those three areas, right? When it comes to investment, Illinois has attracted nearly $10 billion over the last 6 years in venture capital money, over almost nearly 500 separate deals for AI companies and related companies there. That's an enormous amount of money coming into the state that not just creates jobs for those companies, but also has a ripple effect into other areas. On the data centers side, there are few states that can flex their muscle like Illinois can when it comes to data centers. The 142-year building or that have been announced coming up, they're going to create almost 250,000 new temporary construction jobs. These are high-paying jobs. There's plumbers, there's pipe fitters, electricians, there's welders. And it's going to create almost 40,000 permanent new jobs. Most importantly, it's going to create about $1 billion in state and local tax revenue for police, for firefighters, for teachers, over a 10-year period that's going to help fill a lot of local gaps here. So we have to be able to do both. We have to build these data centers. We have to put electricity to them. We have to build the grid. Because if we don't, we're going to surrender our competitiveness. But I get that people are frustrated when utility companies say, hey, we need to raise your rates because we're going to invest. And then, you know, the CEO of American Edge is on the radio saying, hey, our grid really sucks. Yes, it's frustrating. I get it. But let's build. Let's not point fingers. Let's build, because if we squander this moment, AI can be our modern-day moonshot moment, right? In the same way that Kennedy did it and accelerated and changed our course of history for five decades, we can do it now with AI.
Yeah, and you find, too, and it's not just the electric grid, our water grids. I mean, we got issues there, too. Every time you hear it, you're like, okay, there's a water main that broke, and it's 100 years old, and it was whittled by Abe Lincoln or something. And you get so frustrated because everything is like, okay, a wooden water main, and it's 2025, and we're still relying on this type of infrastructure. We're across the board well behind where we should be with that. So here's what you mentioned all these different jobs. You're going to need electricians, plumbers, pipe fitters, all these great construction jobs. We can barely find people to do these jobs now. How are we even going to find people to keep up with the demand with what's needed to upgrade the infrastructure?
You know, I'm glad you asked that because this is the challenge to our country right now, right? I mean, we didn't build this country in a day, right? When we won World War II, we were in a great position because our infrastructure was still largely intact, but we came back with an optimism and a confidence from that, that we knew we were America, we knew who we were, and we knew our place in the world. I think we've lost that kind of mentality of leadership, of togetherness, that united spirit, and our ability to say, yeah, we're going to get this done. And I think with AI, this is a great example of if we decide to go big on AI, how transformational it can be. A lot of the AI debate is way up too high, so I want to bring it down to what this means for real average working families overall. For healthcare, AI means faster diagnoses of what may ail you. It's going to bring about faster cures for things like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and other types of cancers. These are things that vax every middle-income family because they all know somebody who's had it. And it's not the large language models that are going to do it, but it's other different AI pieces are going to solve that. But on the education side, this means like personalized tutoring for kids in school. We want to make sure our kids are getting the very best of the education they can get. Personalized tutoring using AI tools, not replacing a teacher, but supplementing the teacher, those can make a world of difference in how quickly a kid can learn and thereby increase his competitiveness overall. And for small business, my gosh, you know, in America, we have 36 million small businesses, and they employ nearly half the people in the United States. All those businesses don't feel overstaffed, right? They feel understaffed, but they have to do things like marketing and inventory and all these drudgery things that takes time away from consumers and finding new markets. A lot of these AI tools can help speed up marketing writing, speed up their social media writing, speed up their inventory taking, so that it frees them up to do new things with their existing team, to do more profits so they hire more people overall. So there's real benefits that are coming from AI. But you put it right on the head. We have these giant worker shortages in key AI industries, right? Semiconductors, we're going to be down 150,000 people from what we need. Advanced manufacturing, we're going to be down almost 2 million people. And just, you know, in the skilled trades of plumbers and pipe fitters, we're going to fall almost 500,000 people short. You don't create those people overnight. So this is where tech companies, state governments, and the federal government need to partner together to say, hey, listen, we have got a jointly held problem. If we can't find the workers in these AI sectors, or whether it's quantum or other things that Illinois has a lot of, we're going to fall behind, and we're going to miss this moment. And I think this is a real opportunity, in the same way that Kennedy did with the moonshot, to focus America on a shared national mission for increasing innovation, for building new type of jobs, for building new types of skills. And I look at this as a very exciting time. Yes, it is going to be disruptive. Yes, it'll be a little scary. But when you're talking, you need to fill 2 million advanced manufacturing jobs. For kids who are in college who can't find a job coming up, they can fill those jobs. Like, those aren't the factory jobs of old. Like, it's a whole different thing. So we need to be able to seize this moment, but it requires us to work together, Democrats and Republicans, to make it happen.
All right. American Edge Project. If people wanted to find you online, where can they go?
They can go to the AmericanEdgeProject.org. And I'll just add one thing to your listeners, too, right? How we regulate these different technologies really matters a lot. Illinois is a leader when it comes to AI investments and AI data centers, but you're also a leader in the number of regulations that you're potentially proposing that can undercut some of the success you're having in the state. So instead of doing things that handcuff AI innovators, I think one thing Illinois should focus on, and you're doing it right now, and that is making sure that you're investing in energy, that you're reducing permitting hurdles, and that you're expanding the workforce to meet the needs of tomorrow. So I want to just add that because it really matters. That I think you guys got your eye on the right thing, but I'm just going to give that caution about the AI regulations.
Doug Kelly, Executive Director of the American Edge Project. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
And I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Annie Fry. And I think we have Manny Fry show the rest of the hour, which will be nice because I'm in trouble. I'm getting in the doghouse and I need some help from the boys to get me out. Looking forward to sharing a story with you here soon. Don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM Talk.
That your baby boy would save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in, and it sounds like Ryan Wiggins is still trying to make it to the station right now, so maybe we'll be able to connect with him towards the end of this hour. So is it? Are you sure he's listening to Taylor Swift? Is that right? Is that confirmed?
Yeah, he's not here to defend himself. He's totally listening to Taylor Swift. Big Taylor Swift fan. He likes to listen to Taylor Swift when he goes to the gym, whenever he's lifting weights. And he's also one of those people, like, he doesn't listen to Taylor Swift quietly. He puts his headphones on his shoulders and flips them out so everybody else has to listen to what he's listening to.
Yeah, he wants other people to know he's listening to Taylor Swift. And he wants other people to know he's the biggest Taylor Swift fan. So that's what you would do. So we'll talk to him later this hour about all the things he's done for Taylor Swift in the past. So there's a few things, and one that I wanted to bring up last hour, and we didn't get to do it. But Gen Z in the workplace is not as bad as we thought. So Gen Z is a younger generation from us, Brad.
Yeah.
And we are geriatric millennials. We wake up with back pain. You don't believe that?
No, I got a better word for it. It's elder millennial, or we could call ourselves centennials.
Centennials. There's a 19 on my birth date. That's all you need to know. Mm-hmm. What's Gen Z again? How old are they roughly?
Oh, are they
like the youngest of the young?
20. No, they're not the youngest because I think that's Gen Alpha now. I think Gen Z is like graduating college and starting families now. So
Gen Z is between 97 and 2012. So there's some 1900s people born in the late 90s.
People born in the 1900s.
They get the impression that they are lazy in the workplace. Are they lazy in the workplace?
Well, that's the rap that they get. You know, CEOs complain about things like, you know, they don't know how to work. They show up. They're too casual. They can't communicate. All of these other things. And some CEOs are even going as far as to say they avoid hiring Gen Z workers if possible. But Allison Green, who is with CNBC, says that's actually not really a fair assessment. Mm-hmm. Millennials are coming out, you know, they're graduating, they're going into the workforce. Or, I'm sorry, millennials. She said, we used to say the same thing about millennials, and then they said the same thing about Gen X before that, that they get into the workforce and they're just not the right type of worker, which isn't really fair because, you know, you and I being millennials, albeit on the older end of the spectrum,
geriatric, which you don't like to say.
No, we're not geriatric. You can call me geriatric whenever I'm using a cane. you're not geriatric. But what she's arguing is that it's really just a lack of experience. And she said that Gen Z actually has a little bit more difficulty because they went to school, they were getting their degrees or going to college and going to high school during the pandemic, and the pandemic really did, and studies bear this out, that the pandemic really hamstrung education and stuff like that because we shut everything down, made people stay home. So that would apply, like, they don't want to come to work in dress clothes. They want to come to work in, like, you know, athleisure and stuff like that. My experience with Gen Z in the workplace lines up with her. Some of the hardest working people that I've ever worked with are Gen Z. I think of Ethan out there. Ethan works his tail off. He's an associate producer. Like, he comes in when he can, and he would come in, but he's producing Mark Reardon's show right now. So he's doing his show and our show. Then there's sitting next to him busting out videos is Daniel. He's Gen Z. He's doing a great job. He always works. Daniel is one of the most polite people I have ever met. I come in, he's like, how you doing, sir? And it's like, I'm Brad. You don't have to call me sir. but he's always super polite to me, and I really appreciate that. Heck, Hannah, you remember Hannah whenever she was on the show. Mm-hmm. Hannah busted her tail, and now she's got her own show, and she's doing her own thing. Gen Z, yeah, it's a bad rap. It's just that old.
Hold on. Point, counterpoint. I'm going to throw the counterpoint at you. 6'7". That's the generation you're dealing
alpha.
With.
That's alpha. That's generation alpha. Let's not put
that's
that
alpha. That's not.
Yeah, that's
wait, they don't do the 6'7" thing?
No, they. You know what? I might need either Ethan or Daniel to come in here and confirm this, but I think they think it's as ridiculous as we do. But,
oh, so that we have that in common.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of like along the lines, like millennials suffered the stereotypes of Gen Z when Gen Z was in grade school and stuff like that. There's like, oh, those millennials. It's like, that's actually Gen Z that you're complaining about. But it's always been that way. The previous generations complain about the young kids because the young kids don't do it their way. So.
Yeah. Do you wish you were a Gen Z?
If that meant that my body hurt less and I had, you know... If I was
younger.
If you
had to start over, like let's say you weren't born in the 80s,
no,
you were born
in
2000.
Wouldn't trade it. Wouldn't trade being
no, I wouldn't
born in
either.
The 80s.
So that's the basically the experience. Yeah. We know what experience those that were born in like 2000 had to deal with. I don't want that.
I don't
want any of that.
I don't want to grow up with social media. Like we all made the same mistakes that Gen Z is making, that everybody makes. We all made those mistakes. Our mistakes weren't filmed and broadcast on the internet forever.
Yeah.
You know, I don't
Is Donald Trump still... speaking at the economic roundtable?
Yeah. Howard Lutnick's talking right now, but yeah, it's an economic roundtable.
Can we listen to just a minute of that before we go to break? I'm just curious what that sounds like.
Change that, and now we're going to build it here. You've done everything you can, and you've heard trillions and trillions of dollars of technology build coming home to America to protect and defend us and use our innovations here. You're driving interest rates lower, and you're going to continue to drive them lower. That makes it cheaper. It makes it more exciting to build here. You've blown out the regulatory deep state so that people can build here and do it fast. And the last thing is because of our investment in energy that drive down the cost of energy for all Americans, including the people who are building here, drive down the cost of energy. It's great for America.
Put so who's this speaking right now, Brad?
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick.
Growth oh, gotcha.
The United States of America has ever seen. You're going to see north of 4% next year, and then it's going to go up from there to fives and sixes. This president's going to drive the greatest GDP growth led by the tech sector coming home and driving growth.
Well, thank you. You know, one of the things I'd like to say just before going over to Michael and this Michael, and then we'll have this Michael, all right? But one of the things I'd like to say is in the old days, when you announced really good results in this country, the stock market went up. And that's the way it should be. And we're going back to that. Because otherwise you can never...
That's true. I mean,
really
that's a good observation.
True greatness. In other words, GDP at 4. Oh, it's 4 is so high. Let's raise interest rates and kill it. And we're going to go back to the old days. When we announce great results, it doesn't mean we're going to raise interest rates and try and kill it. It means that instead of 4% GDP or 3%, which I said it's so wonderful, 3%, it should be able to be 20 or 25%. I don't know why it can't be. You shouldn't kill it. And so we hope that if this country announces great results, because you're going to see great results over the next couple of years, all these plants, and I'm not just talking about...
I think he makes a pretty good point there. Real quick, Brad, before we go to break, you find it weird that Donald Trump held a press conference the same time Jerome Powell was giving the Fed press conference? Do you think there's competing conferences there that means anything?
Nothing new. I mean, we know he doesn't like Jerome Powell. That joint press conference they gave whenever, or it was kind of like an impromptu one where they were in the Fed building and talking about the renovations. And so it was Powell and Trump and then Tim Scott. And he's like, oh, yeah, we got new numbers here that show that you are actually spending this much. And he's like, what? And he pulls the numbers out of his pocket and hand them to him in front of everybody. Donald Trump does not like Jerome Powell. I'm fairly certain Jerome Powell doesn't like Donald Trump either, but you know, he's never come out and said as much. But
you know, I will give Jerome Powell credit because he's not leaving like a Fauci did in disgrace and possible criminal aspect to his time on the job. Jerome Powell, they just don't like him because they think he acted too slow, and he did act too slow for his reactions. At least what he did wasn't criminal. So hopefully when Jerome Powell's time's over, Donald Trump says some nice things. not the same for Fauci. We'll put it that way. All right. When we come back, there's a few other things I want to get to, AI related, Gen Z related, online abuse related, and a couple of other stories of what's popping in here. And I'm hoping that Ryan Wiggins gets here because I need a Manny Fry moment where you guys can give me some advice on me being in the doghouse and maybe I can get out of here with this brain trust put together on 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today. You're wishing into
heaven, yeah. Oh, welcome back. You are. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in. Can I read you a headline that's never once been said before? It's a totally unique, really modern day headline that perhaps will be used in the future, but at least for now, this is a first.
All right.
Woman gives birth in Waymo after self-driving taxi alerted 911 to unusual activity. That's a first.
That poor taxi had no idea what was going to be like, that's not normal.
Yeah, the robot taxi AI. What's going on here? What's this?
Why, ma'am, are you in distress?
Yeah. Wait a minute. You only paid for one person. Get out. The AI is no heart.
The rate goes
Get out of here. We're calling the police. We've alerted them. So the mother was on the way to the University of California, San Francisco Medical Center on Monday when she delivered inside the robo-taxi. Can I just say that, mom, are you insane? You get a robo-taxi and you need to go to the hospital for the birth of your child? Why would you trust a robot taxi for that?
Maybe
anything
that's
could go wrong. The thing could get stuck. It could just not move. It could be, you know, delayed because of the sensors aren't working. You got to get to that hospital. Don't get a robot taxi.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's all you can get, though. You know, how far out is the Uber? I mean, you don't really want to call 911, do you?
No, not really.
So
you probably don't think you're giving birth right that moment.
Right.
Probably happened pretty quick. How much stress do you think she's in? She's like, please work. Please work.
Like, that's the other side of it, too. Was there nobody in the car with her? It was just her in the taxi by herself?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Waymo declined to elaborate on how the vehicle knew something was bad. So it was the actual vehicle that called the 911. So it was self-driving fully, not the person inside.
Yeah, that would be terrifying.
I'm going to read another thing to you. Tell me if you think this is out of line. So, you know, I'm going to say I hate this website, Study Finds, but they're very popular. I mean, it's for radio people. It's like, okay, whenever you see something from Study Finds, you're like, this is like cheating. This is like the lazy way to find content for a show. But I found this one kind of interesting because, okay, whatever. They were looking at obituaries, and they looked at 38 million obituaries, and they wanted to know what were the things in common that made your life lived well. And maybe I'm saying that incorrectly. You know how people, when they say lived a well life, or basically complimenting that they had a good life. So what are the things that those have in common? Religion and tradition. So does it surprise you that religion and tradition topped every other value when researchers examined what people would emphasize about the deceased? Words like faithful, church, Bible, and praying appeared far more frequently than terms related to achievement, power, and personal pleasure. Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't, because like whenever you really start removing, you know, everything away from life and what really matters, it comes down to like that sort of thing, you know, your relationship with your family, your relationship with God, and your relationship with others. It's not about the achievements or how big your bank account is. And I think that the reason that is because whenever you look at those things, you realize you can't take those with you when you die.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if you have a money bin full of Scrooge McDuck doubloons that you can dive around and swim in. That stays here. That stuff's temporal. It doesn't last, you know. And when you talk about eternity, that's where your family and friends come in and stuff like that. And so who you are as a person to other people, I would say tradition is big, you know, the family would fall under tradition, family traditions, all of those things. And certainly your faith, you know, people who are,
what if, let's say you work with someone and for a hobby, they decide to write obituaries for people they work with that are still alive. Would that be a weird hobby?
Yeah. I mean, as long as they're funny, but still is like, ah, that's odd. What made you come up with that? Why, do you know somebody that does that?
No, I'm just thinking, no one does that as a hobby. Like, that's a brand new hobby. I mean, we could be trendsetters in that and then start a blog and you just create obituaries for people that are still alive.
Yeah, hired to write obituaries. I'm not dead yet.
You do it for fun. You don't, I wouldn't say get hired or anything like that. It says, a critical crisis changed how Americans remember the dead. Major cultural events didn't just shape how people live. They changed how survivors remember the dead. So let's say they lived through September 11th, lived through the Holocaust, things like that. Those are also trends where people will point out something significant that happened there. But one person also said people don't really think about the 2008 financial crisis the same way. And rightfully so. I don't think I'd want that in the obituary. Survive the 2008 financial crisis.
The housing crash. They survived
the housing crash. Do you think people are going to say survive COVID? Do you think anyone's going to put that in obituaries?
Some will. I don't think most will. I think there are some people out there that that will be really like they made it through COVID, you know, which was a really big deal. Like, I don't know that people were out there saying survive the 1919 Spanish flu. I don't think that that's going to be on the radar.
What about, well, here's the other thing. So religion is number one. Number two on that list that were common for those that said they lived a good life was caring for others. So faith, number one, caring for others, number two. Mm-hmm. Common trend there, that which is kind of important.
Yeah, it's externally motivated factors.
I feel like for the sake of time, I have to tell you what happened to me, and maybe you can help me get out of the doghouse. And I know Ryan's not here, but he can listen in the car and point out.
He's listening to Taylor Swift.
He's listening to Taylor Swift. That's right. I got in so much trouble at church. So you tell me, Brad, what I can do here. How long have you been married for?
Oh, let's see. I think it's going on 18 years now.
Okay. You have more years in than I do, but I'm not far behind. So here's where the trouble started. My wife went into the church before me. She was sitting down alone because there's an adult Bible study before church. She didn't want to go to it. So she's like, I'm just going to go into the sanctuary. I went to the adult Bible study. So when that was over, I went into the church and I started looking for my wife. Now, keep in mind, the kids are in the kids portion that happens at the start of the service. They join us later. So it's just my wife. And I find her and I start walking to her. And then I realize, wait a minute, that's not my wife. So I was like, it looked, they were wearing like the same clothes, similar hair length, everything similar. And I realized, I said, And I looked and I found her over there and she saw me and she's like, oh boy. So I make it over there and she's like, what were you doing? I was like, oh, I thought you were sitting over there, but I'm sorry. I thought you were her. And she looks over and she said, you thought that was me? She's pregnant. Why did you think that was her? And I said, ooh, I don't know. So ever since then, she's like, you mixed me up with a pregnant woman? Oh, boy. I've been in the doghouse since then. I don't know what to do to get out.
What? Well, look who showed up. It's Ryan.
So what do I do, Brad? So I don't know.
What do you do? Did you notice she was pregnant? Obviously not,
no.
Right?
Like, no, I didn't know that.
What were you trying to identify? Like when you looked at her and you said, oh, there's my wife. What were you looking at?
Hair color and clothes.
Okay. So, yeah. And she was wearing a similar outfit?
Yep. As far, you know what? Wearing an outfit that I would believe my wife to wear. Now, keep in mind, I don't remember what she wears on most days. So I don't know if it was that day, but it's something she would wear.
So here's the thing, Ryan. I think you're host. I think your wife's already made up her mind and you like, I'm sorry, dear. I didn't mean for you to feel that way. I was just kind of looking at her hair color and had other things on my mind. I wasn't paying that much attention. And you can maybe minimize damage, but you're not going to get out of here scot-free.
Going back to the start of the show, when I said they don't forget anything, they literally do not forget anything. That is going to stay with me for the rest of our lives. And I don't think I'll ever get out of that one. She'll say, oh yeah, like that time you thought I was the pregnant lady. I'm not getting out of that. Ryan, not a chance.
Ryan, you got any advice for him?
Hey, Ryan Wiggins?
I didn't hear the whole story, but I'm going to assume that you were looking at other women, and that was a bad idea. Did you?
At church.
You were at church. You were looking at other women at church? Look, that's a great place to get a mate, but you've already got one.
I mixed up my wife for a pregnant woman, and she's like, wait, you thought I looked like that pregnant lady? And she's, oh boy, that's when the trouble started right there.
What was the
angle?
It
was a pure accident. So I came into church after her, and she was already sitting, and I was looking for her, and they were both sitting. So I thought, like, oh, that's her. So I walk in, oh, not her. Just so happened she was pregnant. Not that I could tell, but I got in some pretty big trouble.
Does she usually wear, some grace here, does she usually wear a backpack backwards? Because if so, that's reasonable. If there's any other circumstance, you messed up bad. Bad.
So, you know, it was a potluck day and we forgot to plug it in early enough. So she had to keep it warm. So she had the potluck under a blanket in her belly. So maybe.
She really had a pot. She had a pot roast on her stomach. That's not your fault then. That's a weird circumstance.
Yeah, it's a food baby.
I thought that pregnant lady was you because I thought she was holding a pot
holding
roast.
Holding the pot roast. Yes.
I think you just made that up. I think that you did very poorly here.
Of course I just made that up. Like, what do you mean pot roast in the sanctuary? She's holding on
they
to
were,
the thing.
But they were both sitting, right? And you came in from behind, so they were their bodies were probably shielded by the chairs. If they're like the chairs at my church, it's a row. There's no way you could have seen her pregnant belly.
Yeah, and when you walk in or the door opens, people just naturally turn their head and look, and I'm like, okay, and we made eye contact. It looks like you, but it was from a distance, so the face...
Could you see her really ankles? Were they retaining water? Because if they were, then you know that's not her. Was her hair extremely thick?
So all the signs of pregnancy. Now, I wasn't picking up on this in that little bit of walking I had to do to try to get to the pew.
Your hair gets thicker whenever you're pregnant? Your hair grows in better?
Yeah.
Just compliment your wife's hair and say it was just so lush and thick that I thought it was yours.
Oh, that's the great way to put it.
But make sure you say hair. Don't say body.
That's the way out of it.
This is a couple days late, too.
I'm in trouble, yeah.
You're like, babe, I got it.
Well, we all know how this goes. She'll bring it up at some point again. There's no way this is just going away. And at least I'll have a little bit I can bring back to the table at that point. I don't think it's going to help.
I don't know. Just take the L.
Or tell her she had Fabio hair. And that's what you saw from behind was beautiful romance hair.
Exactly. Oh, you think her hair is beautiful? That's what she would say. You think her hair was beautiful?
Like, yeah, you're not going to win.
I'm in trouble.
Just assume you're going to take the L here.
Take the L.
Well, after the break, a YouTube live chat poll. Are you satisfied with President Trump's handling of the economy? Let's get some answers to that coming up. I'm Ryan Recker for one more break, filling in for Andy Fry, 97.1 FM Talk. The way you never lie, my idiot. Mr. Green. Hey, welcome back.
You're a bad banana.
I love it. Welcome to the show, and I got to say, it was fun working with you guys today. Mostly Brad, but Ryan, even that little minute there was fun.
Oh, we have good times. Yeah, I don't know why I'm here. Like, I came in for the last 15 minutes of the show. I got so much to do, though, that I thought, shoot. Because I'm going to go ahead and promote this since you did it. We have a live appearance, a remote broadcast, as we call them, on Friday. And so none of us are going to be here on Friday. So that's why I said, well, even if it's a half day, I got to get a lot of stuff done. We're going to be at Ruler Foods on Friday from noon to 3. Actually, probably a little bit outside of that. So even if it's a little before noon, a little after 3, we'll be there collecting food for the St. Louis Food Bank, as we do once a year. This is our one big annual food drive. And so you're invited to come out to Ruler Foods in St. Charles and say hello and drop off some food.
Awesome. How much Taylor Swift did you listen to today, Ryan Wiggins?
Zero. It's pretty typical. Oh. I don't usually listen to Taylor Swift. I will hear it sometimes on the radio. And, you know, she's a pretty
on
lady.
Accident.
I would never tell my wife that she's a pretty lady, but she is.
And you just got my out. I'm going to say, you know, Ryan Wiggins said Taylor Swift was pretty.
Yeah. But I also said lady. So I sounded kind of old when
lady.
I said it. Yeah. I didn't say she's hot. You know, I said she's a pretty lady.
Yep.
So it's classy.
So Friday, that'll be fun at Ruler Foods. Wish you guys luck there. Hopefully you get a lot of food. And I tell you, the need is great right now. So anyone that may be listening and understands that, this would be your chance to give back. If things have been good for you this year and things have been all right, you want to help someone else out, this is the way to do it. Is it like one of those deals where you can, you know, just donate some money and it equates to a certain amount of food for those in need?
Yeah. In fact, a lot of people do that. A lot of people just drop off, you know, $5, $10 and they just come up and say hi. We're of course broadcasting live, so it's fun because while people are walking up, we're literally on the air, and you know, we're sort of talking to people while we're talking on the radio. So I don't know. I hope it's a good radio show. I know that we have fun doing it because it's very atypical, and if you can come out, you should say hi.
Ryan will take that money toward the end of the show and he'll go on a shopping spree and see if he can't fill up a cart and spend it all and donate it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. So you're going to fill it with like Twinkies, Hamburger Helper, like what's the go-to, like supermarket sweep style?
Well, that's the kind of stuff I would if I were doing it for myself, although probably mostly Twinkies. But the stuff that I've been told is the best for food banks is stuff, Hamburger Helper probably would be in there. Those long sausages that they sell? Those, grab a ton of those, just kind of like grabbing them all over the place, you know, as I walk through the store.
Big fan.
and then peanut butter is another big one that I grab a lot of peanut butter. No frozen items, naturally. Yeah. So it's mostly canned goods and like prepared foods or unprepared foods.
Yeah, Supermarket Sweep is the show back in the day. Wasn't that a great game show? So this is what you should do. You take the money, you get a cart, Brad times you. You get 4 minutes to get everything into the cart, and you have to make it back in time.
That's the goal every time, and we always do it probably at about two, like this time on Friday, 2:50-ish is when I do it, like in the very last break.
Does Dave King still work there? I haven't talked to him in forever.
Yep.
Over on the KMOX side. So did you know he was the voiceover actor for Supermarket Sweep for Canada?
No, I didn't know that. That's crazy. I can't believe I've never heard that before.
So he voiced it in just for the Canadian market, not the U.S., but Canada back in the day.
Why?
Well, he's a voice guy. That's just how it goes.
Okay.
I know we got a little bit of time here, and the YouTube live chat poll was, are you satisfied with President Trump's handling of the economy? So how does this one shake up, Brad? Is it? Well,
we still got
like
a little
we
time.
Results?
Yeah, we still got a little time left before I close the poll. But yeah, there is a decided leader in this one, and it's not even particularly close.
Wow. Okay. So you try to find ones that are close. So this one surprises you.
What do you think, Ryan?
No, I would say no, but I'll give him more time. That's my guess.
Ryan,
I say yes. I still want to see more results, but I also look at the numbers coming out of what he's done, and they're pretty good.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, you can always make them better, but they're not bad. And in fact, they're really far above average. The problem is he inherited such crap that I heard you read a comment on my way in from somebody who said, you know, he got screwed pretty bad. Now he's got to unscrew everything.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way you almost have to look at it. I also heard somebody say before the show, I think talking to maybe Kilmeade, that they said it's like if your football team goes 0-15 one year, and then you come back the next year and you go, you know, 13-2 or something like that. And you go, dang, 13-2, that's a great record. But if everybody goes, here's their record over the last 2 years, which is what most people are doing, it looks bad because you're comparing everything to what has already happened. And that's true, but that's not Trump's fault. He's kind of taking over a bad situation.
Yeah, I'm the same. I was originally going to be like a no, but I'll give him more time. But no, I'm looking and I'm seeing results. I'm seeing good things. I'm seeing positive signs. So I think he's doing good things on the economy. And it's just he started out in the negative so far that it's going to take a little bit to get everything back to feeling good. But part of it is like we're used to feeling bad under the Biden economy.
So, yeah, I mean, didn't he just make us feel bad all the time?
Oh, it was awful.
Joe Biden.
It was awful.
Yes. Like every day.
And I heard your interview with the AI guy at the beginning of the hour, and just listening to Biden and everybody around him was asleep at the wheel. Mm-hmm. They did nothing, or they did things that were against America's interests. One of those two. And we just had the poll yesterday. Is it malice or is it incompetence? It was both with them. And now Trump's cleaning up all this stuff. It just takes a little time.
Yep. All right. Is the poll closed now?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and close that poll. I'm going to end that. So we had over 200 votes, which is really good. And looking at the results, it looks like 5% said no. And then 23% said no, but I'll give him more time. And then a solid 72% said yes. They are satisfied. So that's good. I thought this would be a little more split.
I was kind of surprised by that, too. I thought it'd be more split as well. Well, I got to say, it's always fun when I get a call and said, hey, we need you today. You guys make it so easy on the Annie Fry Show, and it's always an honor when I get to do that. If people listening here want to find me at Ryan Recker on Facebook, Twitter, places like that. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay warm. And do whatever you can not to listen to Taylor Swift for the rest of the day. That is my advice to you. Done on 97.1 FM Talk. I'm not a married
sweetheart. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.